A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to Shebna, master of the palace, I will thrust you from your office and pull you down from your station. On that day, I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and gird him with your sash and give over to him your authority. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place the key of the house of David on Eliakim's shoulder. What he opens, no one shall shut. When he shuts, no one shall open. I will fix him like a peg in a sure spot to be a place of honor for his family. The word of God. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words in my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. I will give thanks to your name because of your kindness and your truth. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. The Lord is exalted, yet the lowly he sees, and the proud he knows from afar. Your kindness, O God, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How incredible are God's judgments, and how unsearchable God's ways! For who has known the mind of our God, or who has been God's counselor? Or who has given God anything that God may be repaid? For from God and through God and for God are all things. To God be glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, God.
Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi and asked his disciples, "Who do you say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Since December 1st, serving as administrator here at St. Malachy, and also continuing work as pastor at St. Patrick, I have more keys. I have a lot of keys, and I don't know where half of them go. And just last night, I had another issue with keys. I realized I have left my keys for St. Patrick here at St. Malachy. So I turned around, and I got the right keys. After all, I'm always afraid. If I don't have those keys, the staff may not let me back in at St. Patrick. Or you may not let me back here at St. Malachy. So I got to really treasure these keys and take good care of them. But we get that image of key, don't we? And if you notice, those keys in the themes of today's readings all have a very important purpose. It is a sign of access. It is a sign of authority. But did you notice that before, in our gospel, Peter receives those keys to bind and to loose, both here on earth and in heaven? There is a dialogue that's critical. That critical dialogue begins with kind of a general question. Basically, Jesus asking his disciples, well, who do they say I am? Basically, like kind of give a report. And so they volunteer the answer. Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, so forth and so on. You're one of the prophets. You're this, you're that. But then Jesus turns it. And immediately he makes the disciples offer a very personal response. Who do you say that I am? That question is a game changer. That question isn't just allowing the disciples to similarly bring together all of what they hear and now sharing with the boss. No. The boss, the Lord, the Master, is asking each of them. At this point in their friendship, at this point in their relationship, at this point in their formation as those future apostles, who do you say that I am? And Peter, who many, many times misses the mark, Peter, who can often be our embarrassing superhero in the scriptures, not this time. He gets it. You are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus immediately gives credit to Peter, not based on his own merit or his own insight, but because obviously the Spirit is working through Peter. Peter understands this is who Christ is. This is a moment of enlightenment, not just coming from the depth and the heart of Peter, but it's also a moment to invite and engage the others in case they weren't sure of who Christ is at this point in knowing him, walking with him, witnessing his healing, participating and sharing in his ministry. You are the Christ. And in that moment, in that acknowledging the Spirit working through Peter, Jesus says, "You are Peter. You are the rock. And upon this rock, I'm going to build my church." And in that context, we have this image of keys. Now, these image of keys are often connected to the successors of Peter, all through the generations, our popes, including and up to our own Pope Francis. And if you see on the Vatican flag, you see the keys, right? And often there's two colors. One is gold, one is silver. The gold one is the divine authority. The silver one represents often the temporal power, the temporal authority. And of course, this would be appropriate as the Holy Father, not only as the universal pastor, but he is also in charge of the affairs of the Vatican. And he has that authority, both divine and temporal. And even as we see in our first reading, the keys, this authority, that if something, the key opens, it shall not be shut. The keys give access, and they do represent authority. And of course, we know that more than just physical keys, what's at stake for the Holy Father in his role as shepherd, who that's why we have to pray for each and every day, the incredible burden and weight of those keys, right? But for each of us, as a pastor, as an administrator, having keys both for the spiritual well-being and for the temporal good of the parish. Part of my holy orders is that working with the bishop, that I am cooperating with the mind and the heart of Jesus, who has handed this authority over. But each of us, we possess, by virtue of our baptism and our sharing in the baptismal priesthood, there's an authority that we each and all possess, every single one of us. And we should feel the weight of those keys at times. Husbands and wives, as you minister to each other. But even as parents, you possess those two keys, don't you? The gold key representing the divine authority that the author of life entrusted to you, the vocation of parenting, to bring that young soul into full adulthood, knowing the love of God and knowing the commands of God, so that a life is lived with integrity and righteousness. Not unlike that of a pastor of a parish, just done differently. And then that silver key, in charge of the household affairs, taking care of all that's required so that there is a home, a dwelling place, safe, secure, and that it's for the good of the family. Again, not unlike that of a pastor of a parish. But each of us, beyond even family life, that key of authority and to access, going out into the world and bringing the good news, wherever we find ourselves called to proclaim that good news, whether in the workplace, whether under our roof, serving our family, whether we are moving about, or maybe these days a little bit more restricted. Wherever we find ourselves, a little weight of those keys should be felt if we're being faithful in our discipleship. Helping others to our ultimate goal, to reach heaven, and taking good care of that which has been entrusted to us so that others may benefit, that we may serve the dignity of the human person in all things, and that the common good is served from the most vulnerable, from the moment of conception to natural death, and all the realities in between. And that's something here at St. Malachy's that we know very well of some of those needs as we carry those keys, helping others recognize their worth that they are beloved daughters and sons of the author of life, who reveals himself as a loving father. We know that every time we reach out to serve the hungry and the poor, that we are using our authority through our baptismal priesthood, that we are revealing the good of the kingdom. We are sharing what others have entrusted to us, again, for the dignity of the person and the common good. That's why here at St. Malachy's, time and time again, people come forward wanting to volunteer or make a donation so that we make sure that our cupboards are full when the hungry come to us, that there are those who are able to serve all those individual needs. The kingdom being expressed in these ways, the good of the human, the common good of everyone. These keys mean something, but they're not just handed to us. It's in the context of a relationship. It's Jesus asking each of us, who do you say I am? And please, God, both by our word and through our actions, we are able to profess, you are the Christ. May we be faithful to this relationship and to those keys entrusted to each one of us for the good of the kingdom. Amen.